For years, Pat Metheny couldn't find the right guitar strings. He had a specific need, nylon strings for an unconventional tuning on a baritone guitar. Last fall, he found them on Amazon, and they arrived on the first day of a big tour. Naturally, he tried them out that night.
It was like somebody ripped open a universe inside this other universe. I first was playing one tune, then two, then three, and I would take the instrument home every night after the gig and play it on the bus for a couple hours.
After decades of being known as one of the world's best jazz guitarists, Metheny had unlocked a new sound. And he also found himself doing something else for the very first time, talking to the audience between songs.
I don't think I've ever really talked on the microphone other than, thank you, so-and-so's on bass, so-and-so's on drums, good night.
But now he was chatty, talking about that guitar and the many other instruments that he's played throughout the many phases of his career. It's been quite a career. He has won 20 Grammys across 10 different categories. He once built a stage full of musical robots to play along with him and toured with them around the world. But his latest record is just him and that nylon string baritone guitar. The album is called Moondial, and since he's been in such a nostalgic mood on stage lately, we figured we would catch up with Metheny to look back on his career. We started in 1972, when Metheny left Kansas City to go study electric guitar at the University of Miami. He only lasted a few days before dropping out, but he was already so talented that the dean just offered him a job instead.
I mean, it's kind of funny to say I was 18 at that time, but I'd already played hundreds of gigs and was, you know, really a kind of professional player around Kansas City, at least. So they hired me to teach, which I did for a year and a half. And then during that year is when I met Gary Burton, the great vibes player, who was my number one hero. And he offered me a chance to then come to Berkeley and teach at Berkeley, which I did the next year. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one of those things that we talk about now. It looks great in the press kit and all that. At the time, you know, for me, I was just trying to find good notes and talk to people about good notes, you know. And it's just the same as it is for me now, you know. It's like we're all just trying to find what makes music do what it does and understand.
Do you remember what your goals for yourself were at that point in terms of the kind of musical career you wanted to have, in terms of the kind of things you wanted to do?
You know, I know people talk about career and all that stuff a lot. I mean, I just wanted to understand. It was really that. I mean, you know, I'm exactly that generation where, you know, I saw the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yeah.
Electric guitar got on my radar, much to my parents' horror. And at the same time, not long after that, my older brother Mike, who's a great musician, great trumpet player, brought home a Miles Davis record, Four and More. And man, I mean, in 10 seconds, I was like, whatever that is, I want to understand what that is. And my relationship to music has always been that. I'm a fan. And when I'm a fan of music, I want to know, well, how does that work? What is that? What's going on there? It's always been that for me. And I've never really worried too much about the other stuff.
A lot of people think of you as a jazz guitarist, but there's a lot of stuff that you've done that, you know, as we were kind of thinking about this conversation, we said it is almost uncategorizable. How do you define your sound when you're asked a question like this, or when you're on stage kind of connecting the dots of your career for audiences right now?
You know, in a way, from very early on, I didn't really understand what people were talking about when they would say jazz, rock, classical, this, that, or the other thing. There wasn't a sense for me of like, this is that kind of music, this is that kind of music. It was really more like, this music is on a record. And that included like my parents' Henry Mancini records and getting, you know, an Ornette Coleman record from the dollar bin at the TGNY. I mean, it's just one thing for me. Now, having said all that, you know, the tradition that has evolved over the last 100 years in the realm of improvisation, that is a very particular thing that for me is central. I mean, pretty much everything I've ever done is sort of like, how can I set up an environment to get to what I want to get to as an improviser?
You know, in the late 70s, you started the Pat Metheny Group, and it was this interesting sound that broke a lot of ground. Did you have a specific vision for that group at that time, or was that just a natural outgrowth of what you were working on at that period?
You know, it was a funny thing for me when it came to the point where I was in a position to start my own group. It really wasn't my first choice of a thing to do, but the scene at that time was really kind of more like rock in a way. I mean, and I love that music, like the Mahavishnu Orchestra, but it was like kind of backbeat oriented and, you know, like very kind of almost distorted guitar stuff, which, you know, is great. But my thing was really inspired in a lot of ways more by, like, you know, the Miles Quintet of the 60s, where there was a lot of stuff happening with the chords. And that's always been kind of my favorite thing. And it just kind of led to the point where, as I looked around and like, what are the other gigs that I might do? For what I was interested in, there wasn't any choice for me but then to start my own band. And a lot of the later stuff was really just sort of orchestration. You know, I got very interested in synths around that time. And I sort of have grown up in an era where musical instrument technology has evolved a lot. And right then, at the point that I left Gary and started my band, for the first time, there were synths that, you know, really started to sound pretty good. And that opened up a whole lot of possibilities that remain interesting to me to this day.
So technology, I mean, as you're saying, that's been this through line of your career. You've always been really aggressive about experimenting with new forms. There was that famous album you did with a bunch of robots, you know? I'm wondering, have you thought about, at this moment where everyone is figuring out artificial intelligence and what it means, have you thought about working with AI in any way as a musician?
Well, you know, my trajectory as a musician has really paralleled the technology that has evolved across the last 50 years. I mean, I often joke, my first musical act was to plug it in. You know, I mean, knobs and wires and electricity are like what mouthpieces and reeds are for other instruments.
Yeah.
You know, that's part of it for me. So I've always been right inside it, which, okay, so that leads us to the AI moment. I have no fear of any of this stuff. You know, for me, it's like, okay, and we've got more tools now, because I believe so thoroughly in the power of humanity. In the world of music, there is no anybody even close to being able to AI soul. And the soul part of it and the communicative nature of what music uniquely offers is going to always reign supreme, in my opinion, because it's something that goes beyond what one and zero might ever offer. And that's where I get to live every night. And I understand what that is on a personal level, to the point where I have no fear of anything that's going to encroach on that.
And sometimes maybe the best way in is just you and one guitar, like this latest album.
Sometimes that's the exact thing you need to tell that story. And then there's other times when, you know, I mean, I'm working on another record what I call like Steven Spielberg type record. That's, you know, the exact opposite of the story that is told best by one instrument. And so it just depends on what chapter you're in the novel of the whole thing. Because for me, it all is one big long story.
Pat Metheny's new album is Moondial. It's out now. Thank you so much for talking to us.
My pleasure. I always enjoy the show. Of course, I'm a longtime listener. Happy to be part of it.
Well, we're all longtime listeners of you as well, so this was really fun.